Micah. Micah chapter 1.
I am Micah from Moresheth, and this is the message about Samaria and Jerusalem that the Lord gave to me when Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were the kings of Judah. Listen, all of you. Earth and everything on it, pay close attention. The Lord God accuses you from his holy temple, and he will come down to crush underfoot every pagan altar. Mountains will melt beneath his feet like wax beside a fire. Valleys will vanish like water rushing down a ravine. This will happen because of the terrible sins of Israel, the descendants of Jacob. Samaria has led Israel to sin, and pagan altars at Jerusalem have made Judah sin. So the Lord will leave Samaria in ruins, merely an empty field where vineyards are planted. He will scatter its stones and destroy its foundations. Samaria's idols will be smashed, and the wages of temple prostitutes will be destroyed by fire. Silver and gold from those idols will then be used by foreigners as payment for prostitutes. Because of this tragedy, I go barefoot and naked. My crying and weeping sound like howling wolves or ostriches. The nation is fatally wounded. Judah is doomed. Jerusalem will fall. Don't tell it in Gath. Don't even cry. Instead, roll in the dust at Beth Leifra. Depart naked and ashamed, you people of Shaphar. The town of Beth Ezel mourns because no one from Zaanan went out to help. Everyone in Merith hoped for the best, but the Lord sent disaster down on Jerusalem. Get the war chariots ready, you people of Lachish. You led Jerusalem into sin just as Israel did. Now you will have to give a going-away gift to Moresheth. Israel's kings will discover that they cannot trust the town of Akzib. People of Marishah, the Lord will send someone to capture your town. Then Israel's glorious king will be forced to hide in Adullam cave. Judah, shave your head as bald as a buzzard and start mourning. Your precious children will be dragged off to a foreign country.